This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. We are moved the Spartan Studios south to beautiful downtown Battle Creek. We're on location at Arcadia Ales and Arcadia Brewing Company in downtown Battle Creek. If you're getting ready for your tailgate, Purdue's at Michigan. It's a homecoming game, going to be a big bash there, a great tailgate. That starts at noon. Our Spartans are moved out to Nebraska. Western Michigan is hosting Ball State at 2 o'clock. CMU's out at Akron at noon. Ferris is hosting Indianapolis, and our GVSU goes north up to Michigan Tech. That's a 7 p.m. game. A lot of stuff going on out there for your tailgate. Get out and fire up your grill. It's dried up here. It's sunshining. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And it's going to be a good football day, especially that Michigan State-Nebraska game. I'm very excited. I talked to Keith Nickel earlier this week, and he's very pumped. I'm going to be interviewing him next week. He'll be a taped session. They go into lockdown before the shows, so we can't do a live broadcast with him or D'Antonio, but Keith is going to come on the show next week and share with us a little bit about that winning touchdown catch that, you know, the boy saved that game. I mean, what a heart.
Yeah, it was a big catch last
week. He's a soldier, man. Yeah. Warrior out there on the field. Love him. I want to talk a little bit about grilled squash, and, you know, a lot of us used to be squirmish about squash. Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
This is really easy, and there are some beautiful, as you said, beautiful squash out right now. This year, for some reason, this growing climate this summer produced bumper crops of squash. This is really easy. Chop up some garlic as much as you like. You can't hurt squash. And chop up a bunch of garlic and put some nice virgin olive oil, grapeseed oil, whatever you like to use, in a pan. Brown that up and then pour in a bunch more oil and let it cool down. Take that, melt some butter, and baste those squash with butter and olive oil. Throw them on the grill, salt and pepper them, and just sear them 6 to 8 minutes on each side. Cut those squash diagonally so they look really good, about a half inch thick.
You're talking like zucchini squash?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, zucchini you could do it with too, but this is really for yellow squash. And it makes your plate light right up. It's a gorgeous presentation and really tasty little pieces of squash.
Well, that's great. That is an awesome side dish. It's plentiful this time of year. They're very reasonably priced. So we'll have that recipe on thegrillingguys.com later today. But coming up next, we've got Bob and I are going to break down a little bit of cooking wild game, the venison, the elk, the moose, some jerky techniques that we're going to be using, because a lot of guys, when they get their animal, they'll make it into jerky. So we're going to break that down for you. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're live down at Arcadia Brewing. We'll be back. She's on fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.